Okay, Rav Osai, how's it going? We are on, today's daf is daf Yud Tes in Brachos. Brachos is flying by. As you can see, I have a little guest here. Hopefully he'll stay quiet. Doesn't really like pacifiers much, but we'll see how it goes. Anyway, okay. We're on daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. If you remember, we were talking about a discussion of whether the mace... Okay. Okay, little guy. Shh. We're talking about whether the Mason know anything. Alright, little man. You're going to make trouble? I'm going to have to start this again? Come here, buddy. We're talking about whether Mason know anything. Whether the Mason know anything about what's going on in El Maza. We had a discussion on your cousin Alex. Dude. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can pass him off to somebody. If he needs more food, he can have more food if he wants. But I think he's not feeling it. All right. Sorry about that, guys. Okay. Oh, we are on your Chesim Beis at the bottom. We were talking about whether the Mason know anything that's happening in Olam Hazeh. And if you remember, Rabbi Yonah's son was the one who said, do Mason really know what's going on in this world? So we went through a bunch of proofs back and forth. And finally, three lines up at the bottom of your Chesim Beis, Gemara says, even Rabbi Yonasan ended up admitting that the Mesim actually do know something. How do you know that the Mesim talk to each other? Hashem says to Moshe, this is the land, right at the end of Sefer Tvarim, this is the land which I promised to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, saying, the Gemara darshan's my lemor, right? Every time it says, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, what does that mean, lemor? It means that Moshe should tell someone else. So who is Moshe supposed to tell here? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leMoshe, lech emor lahem, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right? Go tell Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Shavua shenishbati lechem kvar kiyamti al bneichem, that Hashem is already fulfilled the promise to their children, and the Mustafa, that they're going to get Eretz Yisrael, right? They're about to go in, they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem is about to fulfill the promise that he made them. And if you're telling me that the Mesim don't understand anything, Rashi explains, the question, except for the Tsar of their own goof, right? If Moshe tells them, what's going on in this Olam Hazeh, so how does that help? They don't know anything, except for their own tzaras. The Gemara says, "Wait a second. My diodi, but what's the other option? That they do know what's going on. What's going on in Olam Hazeh? So then, why in the world should Moshe tell them? Right? If they know what's going on in Olam Hazeh, so Moshe doesn't have to tell them anything." The Gemara says, "Lachzuke le tirusa the Moshe." So that really the reason Hashem told him to tell him is to increase the Akaras HaTov that the elders had for Moshe Rabbeinu, who led them all the way to Eretz Yisrael. Alright, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Call Misapar Acharei HaMeis Kilu Misapar Acharei HaEvin. Anybody who tells stories about a mace, meaning he says Lashon Hara, something not nice about a mace, Rashi writes Begnuso Shal Mace, it's as if you're telling stories about a rock, meaning the mace doesn't care, doesn't find out, doesn't know anything. So the Gemara explains, what do you mean that he doesn't care, he doesn't know? Igid Amri, some people say Delo Yadi, he doesn't know at all. Or he doesn't care. Meaning he knows or he doesn't care, right? He's amazed. What does he care? Amy, is that really true? Rav Papa said, Chad ishtoi milsa basrei demar Shmuel. There was one guy who said something bad about Mar Shmuel. And a beam from the building he was in fell on his head and cracked open his head and messed up his brains. So apparently you do see that. That's, you know, some pretty swift retribution. Apparently you do see that the mason care. So the Gemara says, no, shiny tumma meravana, the kucha brichu tava bikare. No, Kosh Baruch Hu, it takes care of the reputations of the Talmid Chachamim. So Kosh Baruch Hu there was looking out for them, but the Mason themselves perhaps don't care or don't know. Amar Yishuv ben Levi, kol misaper acha mitasin shal Talmid Chachamim, no fil begehenim. Anybody who says bad things after the death of a Talmid Chacham, or after their Aron, after their Kever, but okay, meaning anybody says bad things about the Talmud Chacham after they passed away, so he falls into Gehenna. Shenama, the pasuk says, "V'amatim akalkul osom yolichem Hashem espol le'av and shalom Yisrael." Well, afilu b'shash shalom Yisrael, even when there's shalom on Klal Yisrael, meaning when is there ultimate shalom for a person? So right when he's passed away. So even when there's shalom, right when a person's passed away, still yolichem Hashem espol le'av and still Hashem sends down the people who do averos, takes them to Gehenna. Tana de ben Rabbi Yishmael, im ra'isa talmud chacham she'avar avera b'layla. If you see a talmud chacham who does an avera at night, al tahaher acharav b'yom. Don't think that he's still, you know, doing that avera during the day. Shema asad shuvah, because maybe he's done shuvah. Gemara says, wait a minute, shema salkadaitach? Really, a talmud chacham might do shuvah? Ella no, rather vaday asad shuvah. That he definitely did tshuva. Vani mili, that's only bedvarim shebegufo, right? That's only in terms of an benon lamakom, right? If he does an avero like that, avol b'mamona, but a monetary thing, meaning something that you have to correct, some iser that you have to like give back, right? You have to give back the item that you stole, etc., etc. So adam ahadu lamare. So then, no, that's only, and you can only have to think that he did tshuva after he's already given the item back. But as long as he's holding on to the item or to the money or whatever it is, so then he has a mitzvah to give it back, and you can be maharer even before he does that. Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, "B'chaf dalad makomos based in minadin al kavod harav." In 24 places, 24 examples we find where based in excommunicated somebody for lack of kavod. For a rav, v'kula shaninu b'mishnatenu, and all of them are taught in our mishnayos. Amar le Rabbi Elazar, right? Nobody likes to challenge a Jew, right? All of them are taught in mishnayos. Amar le Rabbi Elazar, heicha, where? So Amar le, so he said, Rabbi Shimon Levi said back to him, l'chi tishkach, go find it for yourself. So Rabbi Elazar said, challenge accepted. Nafak dak ve'eshkach t'los. Right, he checked out, he searched long and hard, and he found 3 out of 24 places. And those 3 are the following. A mezalzal b'netilas yadayim, someone who didn't do netilas yadayim, right, washing before eating bread. A mesaper acham itasin shel tamid chachamim, someone who said lashon hara about a tamid chacham after he passed away. A megis daito klapi malin, someone who is gaivadik towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara is going to explain those 3 cases. A mesaper acham itasin shel tamid chachamim, what's the story when someone said lashon hara about a tamid chacham? Maihi, what is that story? Ditznan, like with the Mishnah. Hu haya omer. This is Mishnah is an idios about Kaveh ben Mahalalel. He would Kaveh ben Mahalalel. He has a bunch of those there in idios where he had his own mesorah and he kind of paskins against the rabban in a bunch of places. And since he has these idios, these testimonies, right? So he doesn't really budge off of his opinion. Right? He has a mesorah for that. So hu haya omer. Kaveh ben Mahalalel has his opinion. He used to say, "Ein mashkin lo esekiores v'lo eshamishchureres." You don't give the mei sota. You don't do a test from the waters of a sota on a giores or an evim mishchur or a shivka knanis that was released that was became a Jew. The chachamim omrim mashkin. The chachamim say that you actually do. You do erase shem Hashem, etc., etc. From below, and they said to him, "Ma'isa b'kar kamis shivcha mishuchreres pishalayim." Kar kamis is either the place she was from or her name, says Rashi. But there was a shivcha that was in Yushalayim, vishkua shmaya v'avtalion, and their shmaya v'avtalion did give her the waters of a sota. With Amar Lahem, and he said to them, "Dugma hashkeu hashkua." And they said to him, and the Chacham said to him, "No, wait a minute. And the reason that they did so, right? Read Rashi. Al shayu domim lahem heim hishkua shayu shmai v'avtalion v'bnei banav shal sancheriv." Meaning, shmai v'avtalion were offspring of sancheriv, right? Of his children were megayer. So shmai v'avtalion were descendants from gerim. So he felt badly, or he sympathized with this shifra, and therefore, to make sure, I guess, maybe there was shalom be'nalish between her and her husband, perhaps, or for whatever reason, they actually went ahead and gave her the mesota. That's a big, big issue, because you know that you're mochik shem Hashem. So Tosa doesn't like that so much. That's what he quotes Rashi. And he writes that the Aruch writes differently, that they gave him a dugma yishkua, literally, they faked it. That they didn't actually erase Shem Hashem. Because like I said, this is not a proper hashka. They didn't actually properly, you know, just because they felt bad for her, they sympathized with her cause, or, you know, they understood where she was coming from. You erase Shem Hashem and give her the Meisota. So no, so Tosfos and the Aruch understand that really it was just an example. It was Meitzeva, it looked like it, but it wasn't the actual thing. But anyway, what happened? Vinidu, they, Vames, Vinidriyov. So they put him into Cherem, and, what's it called? And he died. He died in his chayim. The Sokol based in his Aronom, and they stoned. You see that Akavi ben Mahalal, they put him into what's it called? Into Nidui, into chayim, and he died. And they stoned his coffin. From mezalzel with Natilas Yadayim. What's the second case? Someone who's mezalzel with Natilas Yadayim. You know, Mahi, what's that case? The Tan of Gilad Mishnah, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda says, Chas, Vishon, Shakavi, Mahalal, Nisnada. Rabbi Huda says, no way, they didn't put Akavi Mahalal in Cherem, Shein Azara, Nin Elis, I'll call Adam Bisrael, Bechachum of Vitar, Rabbi Yoshek, Akavi Mahalal. Because the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, would not get closed on anybody who was greater than Akavi ben Mahalal, meaning he was the greatest person at that time. He had the greatest Chochma, Tara, Yiras, Shemaim, etc. Ella, as me, Nido, so who was the guy they put in Cherem? It's Elazar ben Chanoch. There's Elazar ben Chanoch, Shem Pikpik ben Tia Sidayim. He kind of dismissed, he disregarded this whole Gzera of washing your hands before bread. And Rashi writes, "Zilzul v'ahenu nami lichvod harav she'avar al pi gozrim al yodam." Meaning, how is that kavod? How is that putting someone into chayrim because of kavod harav? Because he was mezalzel and the rabbanim who made this gzera, and they put him into chayrim for that zilzul. Okay, what's the third example? Ukshemes, continues. Ukshemes, and when he died, shalchu beizdin meinicho evin gedola al rono. When he died, they put a big, huge rock on his coffin. Olam decho, shekol hamisnada v'meis v'niduyo, beizdin sozgoz al rono. So defined to teach you that anybody who dies with his in cherem, beizdin stones his coffin. Hamegis died to Papi Malo was a story where someone had gaiva towards the Gosh Baruch Maihi, what's that? Titznan, like we learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah's in Tainus. Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach lechoni amagil. Famous story about Choni amagil. How he stood in the circle and said to Gosh Baruch Hu, I demand rain. Hashem said sent a little drops. Choni said, that's not what I'm talking about. I need some more rain. Hashem sent this ridiculous, dangerous downpour. Choni amagil said again, Hashem, that's not what I'm standing here for. I'm not about that life. Give me some proper rain for Am Yisrael, and Hashem listened to him. So Shimon ben Shetach said to Choni Amagil, Tzorech atalit nadus, you have to be in Cherem. And if you weren't Choni, you were a great person, if you weren't Choni, Gozrani Allah Chanidoi, I would have put you in Cherem. But what am I supposed to do? Shatam eschati lefnei amakom. Because you sin in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ose lecha ritzoncha, could bench him eschati lefnei ovich. Ve'ose lecha ritzono. You're treating Kosh Baruch Hu like, you know, like a sinner who demands something, like a kid who's done something wrong, but he stamps his feet, and his father forgives him, so you've done the exact same thing. It's not appropriate. Really, Choni Amagil deserved to be in Cherem, but since he was Choni, he got away with it. Okay, so those are the three cases which Rabbi Elazar found. Right, when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi challenged him to find 24 cases where Beis Din put someone into Cherem because of Kavod HaRav, so Rabbi Elazar found those three. Su Leka, are there really no more? Va'ika, there are more. The Tanika, we learned in Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef said, Todos ish Romi hinig es b'nei Romi la'achilam gediyim mekulosim b'leli p'psachim. Todos ish Romi used to tell the people in Rome, the Jews in Rome in the exile, to eat their a quote-unquote, a Korban Pesach, right? A gedi, a goat, with its innards, with its stomach outside, roasted, just like they used to bring in the Beis HaMikdash, an Erev Pesach, right? And Shalach Shimon ben Shetach, Shimon ben Shetach said, what are you doing? Il mali todos ata. If you weren't todos, goes Rani Elecha Nidui, I would have put you in Cherem. Shetal Machal is Yisrael Kodshim Machutz. Because you're giving Bnei Yisrael Kodshim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara answers, just trying to see if Rashi mentions whether that was during the time of the Beis HaMikdash or it was Ki'ilu, and therefore it was inappropriate, right? We certainly nowadays don't roast or do anything of the sort because, you know, it's as if, you know, it's a Zecher the Korban, but, you know, we don't do that because we're not actually bringing the Korban Pesach. All right, fine. I can't see it. I can't find it right now. Right, yeah, Rashi writes, but Leili Psoch and Zecher the Pesach. Right, obviously we we remember the Korban Pesach, should slew Shalim, that they used to roast the whole way. Right, that Rashi writes, Hainu Nami, right, it was a covered around, right? Asher Asru Chacholim Es Adavar. Right, it wasn't the time of the Beis HaMikdash because they were in Rome, right? And Rashi writes the Chachamim answered it as we still have nowadays because Shu Karov LaAchilas Yisrael Kasher Mechutz. It's Karov. It's not. That's what I got thrown off by the Lashon and the Gemara, right? It's not actually obviously eating Kasher Mechutz, but it's close enough that it looks like you're eating Kasher Mechutz, and that is inappropriate. Okay, so. If back to the Gemara, the Mishnah Tenu, so Gemara said, "Oh, that's another example. Why don't you bring that example?" Rabbi Elazar didn't know that that Mishnah. So the Gemara answer that Brisa. So the Gemara answers, "Yeah, the Mishnah Tenu coming in on the Brisa." So no, he didn't count that because what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say to him? He said, "Fine, everything is in our Mishnah, right?" That was the phrase "Kulan Shaninu be Mishnah Tenu." So Rabbi Elazar simply didn't bring anything that's in a Brisa. Okay. Uv Mishnah Tenu Leka, and there's really no more Mishnayos to talk about this Indian that someone's not covered, didn't get covered in Chacham, got put in Chayrim. Va'ika, there are more. That's not, because we learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah is in, I think it's in, oh, I guess I thought it was in Kalim, but, oh yeah, okay, it is in Kalim. Adios as well, in Kalim. Chatchu Chulios, Venasan Chul ben Chulio le Chulio. The halacha is that an oven, which is, hold on, thank you, an oven which is pottery, which is made out of clay, it can't be, if it becomes tamei, you have to destroy it. So if you chatchu chulios, if you cut it into sections, yeah, you have this oven that was like this clay oven, right, this pottery type oven that was matame, so you break it up, you cut it into pieces. Right, so now it loses its shame kli, and lechora it's destroyed, and now it becomes tar again. But then, what do? To reconstruct it, nasan chul ben chulia lechulia. You put chul, you put sand and dirt and that type of sand, cement type stuff between each piece, between each section. So the question is this considered a kli cheres again or not? If it's either a kli cheres again, and it's just connected, the glue is the cement, or it's considered a clay, and then it is mekabel tumah once again, or it's considered a clay adama because of the cement and the sand that's really holding it together, and a clay adama is not mekabel tumah. So it's a machokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Matayer, Rabbi Eliezer says it's not mekabel tumah, i.e. it's a clay adama, and the chachamim say it is tameh. V'zehu tanuro shel achnai, and this is a tanur of Achnai, what is that? Rashi writes, "Kenachash ze shekorech atmo ba'gula." It's like a circular type of circular coiled oven. So Gemara says, "My achnai." So what do you mean? It's an achnai. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, right? And achnai, that's what it literally means. But why do they call it an achnai? Malame sheikifu alachos kachnai. That you see, what they play on words. That the chachamim circled around him like a snake. With halachos, with proofs that their halacha was correct, that it is actually tamei and it's not tahor. Vitimuhu, and they made it tamei. Vitanya, and we learned in the Brisa. Oso hayom eviu kol taros shatir Rabbi Eliezer, and they brought all of the taros that Rabbi Eliezer had metahered, had tahered because of this halacha v'sarfum lefanav, and they burnt it in front of him ulevasof baruchu, and at the end they put him into chayrim. Filu hachi, right. So the Gemara says, well, "So why? What about that case?" So filu hachi needed to be masnisin lo tznan el bechaf dalid mekomos. So the Gemara says, "No, it's not. Still, not in the Mishnah, right? That they put him into chayrim, that last part of it is not in the Mishnah. It's in a brisa. So Rabbi Elazar didn't count it." Okay, so Gemara says, "Ela b'chav dal mechomos heka meshkachas la Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi." All right, so where did Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi get 24 examples from. So, midama milsa la milsa. So, if you read Rashi, kol makom sherala misnatenu b'masnisin shenechla kayochid al rabim machlokas gedola o echem menach hachamim shemadaber kasha kineged gadol himenu amar roi hayakan nidui. He found, what did he find? He found 24 examples where someone talked harshly to the masses, to the Rabbanim, and even though it doesn't say beferish that there were Mishnah, that he would, they got put into Chirem, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Roy Hayakan Nidui, this would have been appropriate to put him into Chirem. So he counted the 24 cases where a Yochid said to the Rabbim and spoke to him in harsh language, where they should have put him into Chirem. And that he counted those. That's 24. Rabbi Elazar lo medamei milsa la milsa. Rabbi Elazar simply just took the three examples where it's clear in the Mishnah that the person was put into cherem and didn't infer anything. Okay, vayter. No se amita vechalufehen. We said that the people who are carrying the bier or the casket or whatever it is. So and the people who switch them. So depending on where they are in the line or where they are in their service and their of the mace. So they are either Potter or Chayav and Kriyashma. Tanur Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa, Ein Motzin Nes HaMeis Samach LeKriyashma. Right? We don't bring a mace out to be buried, right, close to the time when it's time to say Kriyashma. Right? Because we don't want to make someone miss that mitzvah. Like you just waited a little bit. V'Yemichilu Ein Mavsikin. But if you did start the Levaya, so then you don't stop. Ein, is this really true? V'ar Rav Yosef Afku Samach LeKriyashma. Wait a minute, Rav Yosef, his Kvura was Samach LeKriyashma. Right, because that was apparently fine. So my answer is no. Adam Choshev Shiny. Really, when it's an Adam Choshev, so you don't want to delay the Kvura whatsoever. And there's a tremendous covenant mace there, etc., etc. Okay. Shelefnei Amita L'Shalach Armita. We said the people who have already serviced the bier, they've already carried the casket. The people who are waiting to give covenant mace and handle the mace. So depending if you're before, if you've done it already, so then you're chayav in Kriyashma regardless, and if you're after, so then you are not chayav in Kriyashma. One second, I have a kid who's screaming, hold on. Is everything okay? Okay, we're going to have to edit out the recording, Ishtigl. Weiter. Where are we holding? Yeah. Shalafnei amitu l'shala achar amita. Tanu rabbanu v'lo din rabbeisa. Ha'oskim behesped. People who are dealing with a hesped, meaning people who are listening to a hesped. Bismar shameis mutu l'fneihem. When the mace is there, nishmaten echad echad v'korin. And they could kind of slip out one by one and say kriyashma and come back. Ain't a mace mutal lefneim, but if the mace is not actually there, hein yoshev mekorim and vehu yoshev v'dom hein yoshev mekorim, they can sit and they can say kriyashma. Vehu meaning the avel yoshev v'dome, he sits and he's quiet. Hein omdim u'mispalim, they can get up and daven. Vehu omed u'matzdik alav zadin, and he can stand. They while they daven, he says, you know, the baruch dayan emes inyan. V'omer, what is exactly does he say? Ribono olamim harbei chatasi lefanecha v'lo nifras mimeni echad mini elef. Hashem, you know, listen, I've sinned before you many times, and you haven't paid back for me even one out of 1,000 chatayim. Yirotam alfanacha, Hashem alokenu, shetigdor pirtzosenu, upirtzos kol amcha beis Yisrael. You should fence off our pirtzos, our breaches, meaning you should repair the breaches in your holy name, the averos that we've done, berachmim, with mercy. Amar Rabbi says, lo mibay leilinish lamimar hachi. We don't tell people to say this. Tam Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, v'chaitan v'shmeid Rabbi Yossi, right? We learn from these great tzaddikim, l'olam aliftach adam pelesotam. Don't open your mouth. Don't open your mouth. Right? Hashem, you've never paid me back for any machatayim. Don't open your mouth. Right? Hashem is merciful, but don't mention that. We don't want to give an opening for the satan to start being like, well, why don't you punish him for this, this, and this, this. From Rav Yosef, my Krah, what's the pasuk that teaches us this? Shernamar kimat kestom hayinu. We were almost like stone. My Adar Lehu, Navi, what's right after that? Shinu dvar Hashem ketzinei stone. Right? The Navi says, we were almost like stone, and then Hashem says, listen up, officers of stone. So, you don't want to ever bring that hashra, that comparison, upon yourself. Viter. Kovru esames v'chazru, etc., etc. It says the Gemara, im yecholim l'haskel v'ligbor eskula in avol perek echad opozek echad lo. We said in the Mishnah that if you can finish all of Kriyat Shema before the avol gets to the Shura, before the line of people waiting to say Shalom Aleichem, or I guess Hamakir Minachem, more accurately, so then you should say Kriyat Shema. If you can't finish, you shouldn't start. So that's the Gemara. Well, if you can finish the whole thing, yes, but if you can only finish a perek or a pasuk, then no. Uraminhu, I'll bring you a steer from a brisa. Kavru es hames v'chazru, right? They buried the mace and then he came back to the shura. And yichol l'haskel v'ligmor afilu perek echad o pasuk echad hachinami. Right, you should. Pasuk echad, sorry, kama. Right, apparently, you see in this brisa that even if you can finish one perek or one pasuk, so then you should, then you can, what's it called? Then you can start saying Kriyat Shema and do as much as you can. So Gemara says Hakinami Kamar. So that's exactly what it means in our Mishnah also. If you chalim lahaskel v'ligmor afilu perek echad, afilu pasuk echad, ashlo yagilu shura yatchilu. So that's really what our Mishnah meant, right? When we said if you can begin Kriyat Shema, if you can finish, so it's even if you can finish one pasuk or one perek, so then you should say that v'im lav lo yatchilu. But if you can't even get through one pasuk, so then you certainly should not start. Amud Beis. Ha'omdin Bashura, etc., etc. Tanu Rabbanan. Again, just the people that talks about whether the people in the Shura who are greeting the Avel, if they have to say Kriyat Shema. Right, the inner, we said the inner the one on the inside do not, and the one on the outside, one the people on the outside do. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Shura Haroa Pnima Petura. If you're on the inside of the Shura, then you are Pater. If you're not, you can't see the inside, then you're Chayev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Habayim Machon, Sa'avon Pturim, he has a different way to distinguish who is Chayev in Kriyat Shema and who is not. If you came because of the Avel, says Rabbi Yehuda, then you are Pater. But Machmas Atzman, but if you came to see the spectacle, that Rashi writes, V'lo Machmas Kavod, Shalom Ba'ul Lanachem, Elo Liros is a Ma'ora, right? They came to see what's going on. There's a Leviah, right? There's certainly Kavod Ames, but you just came not for not to give Kavod, but just to see what was happening. So then you are certainly Chayav in Kriyat Shema. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Hamotzi Kilan Bebigdo Poshtim Afilu Bashuk. A famous sugya of Kavod Abrios and whether we violate Torah Isurim for Kavod Abrios. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rab, if you find out that you have Kilayim in your Beged, even in the middle of, in public, in the shuk, in the marketplace, in front of people, you should take it off. My time, what's the reason? Because the pasuk says, in Mishlei, in chachov in tmuno v'in itzel l'neged Hashem. Meaning, the Gemara explains, kol makom sheyesh chilul Hashem, in cholken kavod l'rav. And what that basically means is, anytime you're going to violate an avera, there is no inyan of kavod abrios. Now, it is interesting, just as an aside, a lot of people say, you know, the phrase Chil Hashem gets thrown around a lot. Don't make a Chil Hashem, don't make a Chil Hashem. So you see from this Gemara, I got that the definition of making a Chil Hashem is doing an Avera, which is fascinating. Because a lot of people, you know, there's a classic when you're, at least when I was growing up, and a little bit in CSY, and like in high school, like even in yeshiva, like the thought questions that they give you, let's say there's a halacha that you're faced with, and that halacha is not popular. Yeah, to follow halacha is not popular in the eyes of the goyim. It make you look like an idiot. But really, that's the halacha. I can't think of an example. There was I'm not going to tell a story now. But Lamaisa, the definition of Chil Hashem is not what's going to make goyim laugh at you or goyim think that you're ridiculous. The definition of Chil Hashem is, are you going to be over an avera or not? Being over an avera, that defines Chil Hashem. Doing a mitzvah, that's Kiddush Hashem. All right, anyway, weiter. So the Gemara says, there's no inyan of kavod abrios if you're going to violate an iser. Meisve, I'll ask you a question. If there was a burial and then they were going back towards, I guess, to the city or to wherever they came from, and there were two ways they could go, one path was tahor and one path was tamei. Baba tara, if the avel goes down the tahor path, bain imo, everybody follows him. But Batara, everybody follows him down the Tahor path. Bava Tmeya, if he goes down the Tomei path, Everybody follows him down the Tamei path because of Kavod for the Avel. So the Gemara says, am I? Why? Lema in Chachovein Tuna Negin Hashem. Right? How could you have someone violate the Isser of becoming Tamei? Right? Mestama, I assume the Gemara is talking about a Kohen. I don't see any Rashi make any comments because Mestama is obvious, right? I don't think there's an Isser for Yisrael to become Tamei. An Isser Mamish, obviously it's not good to become Tamei, but you know, there's no Isser, right? It's certainly an Isser for a Kohen to become Tamei. So we see that the Brisa doesn't distinguish between a Yisrael and a Kohen, so apparently everybody becomes Tamei because you give Kavod to the Avel. Why would that be true? We should say that, you know, there's no chok in Kavod Abrios, and when there's going to be a Chilul Hashem. So Rabbi Abba, Targum, Rabbi Abba, the Beis HaPras. Rabbi Abba said, no, that case is a Beis HaPras, where the path is a Beis HaPras, Derabanan, which is a din Derabanan. A Beis HaPras is only Mitami Derabanan. Rashi explains it's a field that's been plowed over. They thought that there was maybe some bones there. So there's a chashash that there'll be bones that are big enough to make someone Tameh. So, but that's a din Derabanan. The Amar of Yehuda Mishmuel, Menapech, Adam Beis HaPras, Veholech. A person can blow in front of him on the floor, and then he can walk because we assume that you will blow aside any bones or fragments or shards of bones that have been ground up by the plow. Okay, so that case was a Derabanan, so that's not a case of din Doraisa. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Ashi Mishmei Derav Beis HaPras Shenidash Tor. Oh, fine. That's the final part of that proof, that a Beis HaPras that was plowed, that has been trampled. Nidash means trampled, so that's Tor, and that's fine. Therefore, the Kohen can walk down there, because as long as, presumably, he walks behind a bunch of people, so they have all trampled over the Beis HaPras, and it's Tor, and there's no Inyan of the Kohen violating the Isra of becoming Tomei, so you have no proof against the Inyan of Makom Sheish Chilul Hashem in Chokin Kavod L'Rav. Tashma, let's learn another proof. Maybe against this. Dam Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok says, Medalgin Hayinu Al Gabi Aronos Shalmisim Lekras Malchei Yisrael. People, it's a funny image, but people will used to jump over, kind of skip over, walk on top of coffins of dead people, obviously, to go greet a Malchei Yisrael. V'lo Lekras Yisrael, Malchei Yisrael Bevad, Amru Ela Afilu Lekras Malchei Yaakov, even to go greet a Goyish king. Because once you see a Goyish king, you can understand the godless of a Jewish king. So am I? So why would we tell people that they're allowed to become Tamei, right? Jumping on an aron, jumping on a coffin. There's an Isser here. A Kohen cannot become Tamei. This Gemara says, Kidderava. No, there's no problem here. Why? Amarava, Dvar Torah, Ohel, Kol Sheish Bo Chalal Tefach, Chotez B'Pnei Tuma. V'Shein Bo Chalal Tefach, In Chotez B'Pnei Tuma. Tuma, one second, I'll explain in a second. V'Rov Aronos, Yish Bohen Chalal Tefach, V'Chalal Tefach. Okay, so basically, the din of an Ohel is as follows, that if there's something that is not Makabal Tuma, that's over a mace, so, in general, a dead body exerts Tuma all the way straight up. If you put something over that dead body, so the tumah stops right at the ohel, as long as the ohel is not makabel tumah. So if there, how much space, however, do you need between the ohel and the dead body? That's a tefach. If there's a tefach and more space between the ohel and the dead body, so then the tumah stops and does not go any higher. And the Gemara explains that the coffins were made big enough that in general, there was always a tefach of space between the mace and the top of the coffin. Right? It's a raya that they used to bury in coffins. Certain nights of Shul here, we bury just in the, you know, talisin and shrouds and whatever it is. But in terms of a coffin, so there was always a tefach of space between the mace and the coffin. Therefore, a Kohen who skipped on top of the coffin, even though it might seem a little weird, there was no tumah coming up from the coffin because there was enough space and it would be chotzitz. Okay, v'gazru, and they made a gzera al sheyish b'hem mishum she'in b'hem. And they chazal that again. That's all it did the raisa. But the rabbanim made a gzera against going over, stepping on the coffins, because once in a while there would be a coffin that did not have this required tefach, and therefore if you stepped on it, you would become tamei. So there was a gzera for all coffins not to step on top of them. Because, you know, because of the ones that might have had a smaller space. And that was Gzeir the Rabbanan, but Shem covered Malachim lo Gozer Berabbanan. But in this scenario, because there was covered HaMelech, so there was no Gzeira of the Rabbanan made whatsoever. Toshma, we learned in a Brisa. Well, just one second, I have to see if I can take the guile to English. Hold on. Guiley, are you almost ready? Guiley's out already? You want Tucker? Okay, fine. Say I'll be done in 1 minute. Sorry, this one was full of interruptions. Okay, I guess that's the drawback from doing it 5:30 to 6 o'clock. Weiter, where are we holding? Toshma, so yeah, Toshma in the line. Smack in the middle of the daf. Godel covered up reels, Shadoche as Losasa Shabbatora. Whoa, Gemara, in Menachos, and Shabbos, and Megillah, right, you find it says in Mesorah Shas, all over Shas. Covered up reels is so great, it's a Doche Losase. It can even uproot a Losase. V'amai, well, how does that work? Lema in Chachav Ein Tuna Vein Eitzel Lenege Hashem. So, I thought we said that covered up reels is not Doche Achil Hashem. So the Gemara says, Targuma Rav Bar Sheva Kamei Derav Kahana Balav De Lo Sosser. He said, no, that's only for the love of Lo Sosser. Lo Sosser is the halacha that you need to listen to the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Achichola. They laughed at him. What do you mean? Lav De Lo Sosser is Daraisahi. That's a Din Daraisa. What are you talking about? You can't just tell me that's on talking about the Rabbanans. The Isra of Lo Sosser, right, that's a whole Wandisha thing. Is every Rabbanan Taka actually a Daraisa? Okay, that's already, you can run circles around everybody with the Svaras there. But Amar Rav Kahana, Gav Rabba Amar Milsa, Lo Tachicha Olea. Say, wait a second, a great man said something, don't laugh at him. Kol Mili the Rabbanan Asma Chinu Allah the Lo Sosser. Everything that the Rabbanan said, They were made so mech on the Isra Lo Sosser, Mishum Kvodo Shoru Rabbanan. But because of Kavod, right, Kavod Abrios, the Rabbanan were Mekil. But it doesn't say anything about whether they're a Din of Daraisa, right? So in the face of a Din de Rabbanan, there's Kavod Abrios. But in Din Daraisa, there's no proof whatsoever. Tashma, last one for today, and then we'll call it. Fisalam Tamehem, the Pazuk says, lo sireh shor chaveron nidachim. Basically, if you see a lost animal, v'salam tamehem, and you should not. Really, the pasuk says, don't hide yourself from a lost animal, right? The pasuk, however, says it twice. It says v'salam tamehem, and you should hide yourself, right? It's almost like in a negative. You have to see the whole pasuk. Really, it's chashuv. I don't have it in front of me because my Gemara is old. But it says twice. It says Vesalam Tamehem, and then it says Lo Sukhali Salem. Right? The Isser is basically don't see a lost animal and refuse to take care of it. Right? Meaning actively go take care of an animal and find the lost owner. But it says it twice. Vesalam Tamehem, if you take it by itself, implies that Vesalam Ta, you can, you know, kind of hide yourself and not go find that, go after that animal and take care of it. And then Lo Sukhali Salem is the Isser, right? You're not allowed to ignore a lost animal. So the Gemara learns out, Panim Shatamis Alemehem, U Panim Shainatamis Alemehem. So there are times when you can kind of hide yourself and not deal with this right now, and there are times where, you know, the chiyuv is that you have to go get it. Haketzad, how does that work? If, let's say, you're a kohen and the animal is lost, is in a basic kvaros. Or he's an older person, he's an old man, or he's a zokeh, meaning a talmud chacham, and it's not covetic for him to deal with, I don't know, whatever kind of weird lost animal this is. Osha haisa malachto merubo mishal chavero. Or if your work was more valuable than your friend's, right? If you're doing work that's worth, I don't know, thousands of dollars an hour, and go take care of this donkey is going to, you know, make you a couple of bucks. So that's not, you don't have a chiyuv to put aside and call yourself great loss to take care of this animal. Therefore, lechach nemar, the pasuk says, v'salam toh. That you can hide yourself. You actually can, not do that mitzvah. Gemara says, "Amai lema inchach vein tuna vein eitzel neged Hashem." Right? How in the world, right, can you violate an iser, right, to just because of your kavod? Shani hasam diksiv v'salam tamehem. Gemara says that's not a haraya. The pasuk tells me that you're allowed. What do you mean? The pasuk says v'salam tamehem. We learn from there that you are allowed in certain circumstances to not do the mitzvah when it's an issue of kavod abrios. So Gemara says, "Ah, v'leg bar mina." Okay, great. So now we just proved that it's not true. We proved that in certain scenarios, when it's in a lefik photo, you don't have to fulfill a din daraisa. So why don't you tell me that if someone's wearing kilayim, right? That's what we started with. Maybe you don't have to take it off in public, because Kavod HaBrios overrides can override the Daraisa. Gemara says no. Isura mimamono lo yofinan. You can't learn an iser from money. Money is much more kal. Rashi writes, klilayim is an iser. Mamona, when we're talking about money, whether you have to return this person's animal, do a Shabbos Aveda, that's a din in mamon, that's din in mamonis. You can't learn two realms of halacha, one to the other, right? Din in mamonis, din in iser, they're totally, totally separate realms, and you can't learn one from the next. Okay, we're going to do tashma and go weiter with this a little bit tomorrow, mitzvah shem, we'll do daf chaf, but for now, I bid you adios, and have a great night, and sorry for all the interruptions.